Thank you and good afternoon. County Coroner Dave Paris issued a press release on Wednesday announcing that he will retire effective January 30th of 2015. Paris also said that his retirement is due to the lack of sufficient funding, equipment, and staffing provided for the coroner's office, despite repeated requests to county leaders to increase the office's budget. Paris talked about his working relationship with the sheriff's office and the future of the coroner's office.
You know, my working relationship with the sheriff has been phenomenal. We work very closely together because I depend on him a lot in relationship to backing me up. So we've been working closely. We've been discussing this for months, and we've looked at all of these issues and prepared to address each of them and make a recommendation to the board that, you know, we're in the best seat to really understand the problem. And I think we really need to look into the 21st century and do what's best for, number one, our employees, and number two, the community and the service that we provide to them.
The coroner has three deputy coroners on staff and one administrative employee, and Paris said that he has brought attention to the fact that the office is understaffed. Paris retires after 37 years of public service to local law enforcement and as the county coroner. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal vehicle traffic collision that occurred on US 101 near Garberville Wednesday afternoon. 48-year-old David Lockhart was traveling south on US 101 north of Garberville in a Silverado pickup when he collided with a Suburban SUV driven by a 24-year-old resident of Rio Del. The SUV was traveling north on the US 101 when the driver, for reasons that are still unknown, made an unsafe turn and traveled across into the northbound lanes of Highway 101, and the pickup collided head-on with the SUV. Both drivers suffered major injuries, and the driver of the SUV succumbed to her injuries at the Gerald Phelps Community Hospital. Drug impairment does appear to be a factor in the collision. Humboldt State University has hired Don G. Peterson to take over as the new police chief for the campus. Once his background check is complete, Peterson will step in for current chief, 54-year-old Lynn Soderberg, who has been the police chief for the campus for the last 3 years. Soderberg plans to be a resource for Peterson until he is comfortable with his surroundings. Peterson, who still works with the Broward Sheriff's Office in Florida, has more than 29 years of experience in law enforcement and has had experience working several command-level duties at the campus level. November 15th will mark the start of an open enrollment in covered California insurance plans, meaning that all state residents, even those who can't afford medical coverage or have had pre-existing conditions, can qualify for coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Today, more than 1.3 million California residents have coverage in a covered California qualified health plan. Individuals who do not have insurance and meet income qualifications can enroll in Medi-Cal year-round. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Arcata police arrested a man who was under investigation for forgery near a residence on Baldwin Street in Arcata Wednesday afternoon. Officers were called to the residence on a report of an unwanted person trespassing on the property. That person was identified as 29-year-old Robert Edwin Butcher, who was wanted by Arcata police in connection with forgery cases. When officers reached the scene, they learned Butcher had left and was on foot, and he had left behind stolen checks and mail. Officers soon located Butcher, who was found in possession of more stolen mail, identification cards, and other stolen property. He was arrested and booked into county jail. Anyone who may have had their mail stolen in the past few days is urged to contact Arcata Police to see if it has been recovered. In July, the Eureka Police Department released crime statistics that showed a steady decline in the number of violent crimes reported and a small uptick in the number of property crimes since the beginning of the year. Those numbers are a close match for crime numbers across the state. The latest study from the Public Policy Polling Institute reveals that the violent crime rate dropped by 6.5% in 2013, a 46-year low of 397 per 100,000 residents. The majority of those violent crimes were assault and robberies, with rape and murder making up 6% statewide, while in Eureka in 2013, there were 5 reported homicides and 14 reported rapes. Property crimes in Eureka have dropped slightly as well, matching the statewide trend. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.